Parshas Chayesara, Perech Chaf Dalet, Pasuk Aleph. Perech Chaf Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, Avraham Zokein Bo Bayamim, Vashem Beirachas Avraham Bakol. Kosh Baruch Hu was Mevarech Avraham Bakol, with everything. Rashi says, Bakol Ola Begematria Ben. Bakol is 52, Ben is 52, and since he has a son, he needs to find a wife for him. And then the Pesukim go on to describe that he looked for, with Eliezer and Rivka, the whole Maisa. Gemara in Bava Basra, Tezayin and Mubeiz, darshins this Pasuk in a very interesting way. The Gemara has a variety of options of what this Pasuk means.
The Basra what?
Bava Basra, Tezayin and Mubeiz, my Bakol, Rabbi Meir Omer, Shalo Haisalo Bas. Rabbi Meir says that Bakol means that Avram did not have a daughter. That is what it means, that he was blessed with everything. Rabbi Yehuda Omer,
did not have a daughter.
Why is that?
Why is that considered a bracha? Bakol means everything. To not have a daughter is a bracha. Here was the one that was misaken the bracha of Shalos. The Torah Tamima points out that Rav Meir was the one to misaken Shalos on the Isha. It fits very well.
Why, Rabbi?
Rav Meir. Rav Meir. Same Rav Meir. That Bakol, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shahaisa Lo Bas. Yehuda says Bakol means that he had a daughter. Acherim Omrim, even though Acherim usually is Rav Meir, clearly here it's not Rav Meir.
It's Rav Meir bringing
down Acher, whatever it is. Acherim Omrim Bas Haisa Lo Li Abraham U Bakol Shema. The daughter of Abraham was Bakol. Tosfos. The Gemara comes up the same Gemara in Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. At least this part of the Gemara is the same. Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, rather. Of a Basra, Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings part of the Brisa. And Tosfos over here has a Kasha. Tosfos asks, V'im Tomar, V'lama lo hisia li Yitzchok, why didn't Yitzchok marry Bakol? Assuming that Bakol was the daughter, of course. Lamon de Amar Perak Arba Misas de Ben Noach Mutter Barachoso. There's a machokas to know if Ben Noach is Mutter Barachoso or not. So if you assume that Ben Noach can marry his sister, why didn't Abraham marry Yitzchak off to his daughter Bakol? So is the Maschil Bas and Bava Basra Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. V'yesh Lomar, the Shema Ketana Haisa. Maybe Bakol was a Ketana. Velorotza Adayin Lahasiya Li Yitzchak, and did not want to marry her off yet to Yitzchak. That's answer number one. Inami me Hagar Haisalo. Bakol was the daughter of Hagar. Velo mi Sarah, but not from Sarah. Ulakach Lorotza Lahasiya Li Yitzchak, and didn't want to marry Bakol off to Yitzchak because it was the Bas of Hagar and not the Bas of Sarah. B'mashma according to the first Teretz, that Bakol was the daughter of Sarah, just the only problem was she was a katana. This is Tosfos and Bava Basra Kuf Mem Aleph with Aleph. A lot to be said about this Tosfos. That will be the focus. I'm not going to talk about why Tosfos asked his kasha over here and not Tes Zayin Amud Beis, which Achronim do deal with, why he wait until Kuf Mem Aleph to ask. That is a different. That discussion we're not going to discuss. However, there's a lot. Bas. The Ramaskal Bas. However, let's discuss a few ha'aras on this Tosfos. First of all, Meforshim asked an obvious kasha. We know that the Avos were Mekayim called Torah Kula. Okay? We have the famous Rashi by Yaakov that says, M'lavan garti, karag mitzvah shamarti. We have the Medrash that says numerous times the Avos were Mekayim called Torah Kula. Yes?
If Bakol was his daughter, why didn't the Pasuk say, Bras Abraham ba Bakol?
So the Ibn Ezra over here says that he quotes this drasha and he says this is not the pashup shot in the pasuk, because if this was pashup shot, the pasuk would have said bibakol, but it's just derech drush, meaning it's drasha, but Ibn Ezra says that. Yeah. So now we know the avos from Mekayim called Torah Kula, right? And the if the avos from Mekayim. If the avos were Mekayim Kol Torah Kula, then how could it be, even according to the Mand Amar, that Ben Noach is Osir Bachoso? Even if Ben Noach is Mutr Bachoso, how could we say that Avram could marry, that Yitzchak could marry Bakol, even if Ben Noach is Mutar Ba'achoso, but of course the Yisrael is not Mutar Ba'achoso. They weren't Yisrael, but keeping Kol Torah Kula, one of the Tariq mitzvahs for a Yisrael, which he would have kept, even if he had a din of a Ben Noach, he still kept things that all Tariq mitzvahs, which is what Yisraelim keep. So he would have to keep Achoso also.
I think that marrying a Bakor worth a little fun.
If you want to talk about, you know, maybe how Yaakov was Nosa Shtei Achayos, things like that, that it could be relevant for sure. So let's talk about it all. Let's talk about it all. What? What do you want to say with this? Yeah, also, fine. Yeah. What happened now? Okay, so first of all, so that could be the Teretz Tosfos is Kasha, first of all. Could be the answer is Avos Kaimu Kol Torah Kula, and that's why Yitzchak didn't marry Bakol. Tosfos didn't answer that, so we have to know what Tosfos was thinking. The Parshas Drachim in Drush Aleph does give this answer, as we'll quote in a moment. It could be the answer is that he didn't marry her because he kept Kol Torah Kula. However, Tosfos didn't go with that. So according to Tosfos, why didn't Yitzchak marry Bakol? And what do we do with the problem of if Avos were Mekayim Kol Torah Kula, so how come Tosfos was not bothered by that point, that could have been the answer, that Yitzchak did not marry Bakol because Yitzchak was Mekayim Kol Torah Kula? So there's a variety of answers to that question. First, there is a shita out there, the Ramah, that says that only Avram was Mekayim Kol Torah Kula, not Yitzchak. However, Tosfos and Brachos, Chavavim Beis, I believe, is Mefurish that Yitzchak did keep Kol Torah Kula. So Tosfos, what? I don't know, but the Shita's Tosfos is, yes?
Different Tosfos?
That's what you just said. I don't know, but Tosfos, let's say there, so maybe Tosfos here holds that only Avram is Mekayim Kol Torah Kula. Another possibility is we know there's a Shita that the Avos only were Mekayim Mitzvahs Aseis, not Mitzvahs Los Aseis. So it's just ases, not mitzvahs, los ases. So here it's a los ases, maybe they weren't Mekayim los ases. There's a Maritz Chias and Tainus Davdala that says they weren't Zohir on Inyanei Arayos, like Shtei Achayos. Here also we'd say they weren't Nizhar on Dine Arayos as a Yisrael. Okay, those are possible reasons why Tosfos didn't say the answer of Avos Kaimu Kol Torah Kula. Now, right. Right, it's a Shver Shita, but you find that Shita out there.
We do have the concept of the Fakim and
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's where he's coming from. Now, it's Martchias and Tainus Daf Dalet. There's another answer that which the Chaf is small. This is an answer to Tosfos' main kash about why Yitzchak didn't marry Bakol. The Chaf is small in Velivko Sa. So about different drush is why it's small. So there's a famous pshat out there that if you spell it without the Chaf, it's Ula Bito. So the first pasuk, the second pasuk in the parsha will be read, "Vayavo Avram lisbod l'Sarah ulibita," to say that Sarah and Bakol died the same day. So of course Yitzchak couldn't marry her because she was already dead by this point in the parsha. It's a little bit shver because the drush of the Gemara is coming from this part of the pasuk later on. Hashem bayrachas Avram Bakol much later after her death. We're talking about the bracha of. Yeah, and she's the daughter of Sarah Lefizeh.
And it would be Uriah that she's a katana. Because if you bless her Bakol at this time, how can you marry her right when she's
blessed? No, it's out of order. The first, right. The second puzzle.
Right, it's out of order, but.
If she's a daughter of Sarah, obviously it wasn't at this time.
Hanami, I'm just saying, that's why it's a shver. It's fair to say that she does. The puzzle came later. Okay, now, I want to share Rav Chaim's father-in-law, Torah Rafal, Rafal Mivolozhin, says an interesting shot based on the Parshas Drachim. I said the Parshas Drachim answers the question. This is Torah Rafal, in the back of Krach Gimel, says as follows. The Parshas Drachim, that's the Mishnah Melech, he answered Tosus's question by saying, Avos were Mekayim Kol Torah Kula, that's why Yitzchak didn't marry Bakol. But then he quotes the Ramban that we know that they didn't keep the Taryag Mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz. So he asked the question, how come Yitzchak didn't call to Chutz La'aretz and marry her there?
But we know that, though.
Oh, he was not old. Very good.
What was
very
he
good.
Old? You don't.
He, Rabban holds that they did not keep Taryag in Chutz Laretz. That's how Yaakov was able to nasa shnei achayos. Okay, and then he asks, how come at least earlier on, before the Akedah, whatever it is, how come Yitzchak didn't take Bakol to Chutz Laretz to marry her? Okay, whatever, whatever the answer would be. The Torah Sefer uses this to explain something very interesting. In the end of Vayera, we know that after the Ma'aseh of the Akedah, it says. You have the parsha of Rivka, of the birth of Rivka, and the pasuk says Vayihi Acharei Hadvarim Ha'elev Vayugad LaAvraham. After these things happened of the Akedah, it was said to Avraham that Neyodam Milka Gam Hibanam LaCharachicha, the whole Yichus to Rivka. And Rashi says there was Acharei Hadvarim Ha'elev. What's the shaychus of the birth of Rivka to after Yitzchak was almost nishchot by the Akedah? So Rashi says, when Avram came back from Haram Moriah, he thought to himself, if my son would have been shachut, I would be without kids. I should marry him off. V'chule. That's Rashi. Torah Sefer says the following pshat, based on the Parshas Drachim, that Yitzchak could have taken Bakol to Chutz La'aretz. He says as follows. He says, before the Akedah, Avraham was not worried about finding a wife for Yitzchak, because he knew about this Eitzah of Yitzchak taking his daughter Bakol to Chutz La'aretz to marry her. However, after the Akedah, as we know that Yitzchak became an Ola Tamima, and it was usher to go out to Chutz La'aretz, so now, since Avos are Mekayim Kol Torah Kula, and the only time they're not Mekayim Kol Torah Kula according to Ramban is B'Chutz La'aretz. But Yitzchak can't go to Chutz La'aretz because he's an Ola Tamima. So now there's no Eitzah to marry Bakol. Now Avraham was bothered. If so, who is he going to marry? On that, Vayihi Acharei Hadvarim Ha'elev, after these things, if he became there was the Akedah, he became Kadosh La'olah Tamima. He couldn't go out to Chutz La'aretz. He has no Eitzah to marry Bakol. Acharei Hadvarim Ha'elev, where can I find a way for Yitzchak? On that, Vayugal Avraham, the Rivka was born. That's the shaychus between the Akedah to Rivka. To say it again, to use this Parshas Drachim of how come Yitzchak didn't marry Bakol in Chutz La'aretz, so that Kasha itself could be the explanation for the Shaychus of the Parsha of the Akedah to the birth of Rivka. That Avram was not worried about finding a wife for Yitzchak before the Akedah because he knows that Bakol and Yitzchak could have gone to Chutz La'aretz to get married. Now Yitzchak's in the Olo, they can't go to Chutz La'aretz. I in Eretz Yisrael, that's of course a problem. I was kind of called Dark Ulu Bear Tisrael, so you can't sister. So who's going to be the wife for Yitzchak? On that, by you God of Abraham, that the option of Rivka is now here. Now, going back to the Iker Devarim of Tosfos and Bava Basar Kuf Memalach Malalach, Tosfos' first answer. Yeah.
We just had one Ha'ara on Tosfos with a whole bunch of answers.
Yes. Now we're going back to the main part of Tosfos. Tosfos' answers himself. Yes. Tosfos' first answer was, why didn't he marry her off to Bakol? Because she was a katana. Now, what does it mean she was a katana? The obvious question is, who did Yitzchak end up marrying? How old was Rivka?
3.
Okay, so what are you going to tell me? That she was, what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me that she was 2 years old? She was too young? She was 2 years old? She was 1 year old? This Bakol, what's going on?
3 year olds in Chutzar, it's a warm children.
Rivka is Eretz Yisrael.
There's a difference between
everything's in Eretz
Yisrael. There's a difference between 2 and 3 anyways.
Difference between 2 and 3? Whatever. Okay. Listen. The Eitz Yosef on this Gemara in Kuf Mem Aleph says, you know what it means katana? That Bakol was a katana bishonim and beguf. She was a little bit on the short side. It wasn't a good shidduch. That's what the Eitz Yosef says is what Tosfos meant. Tremendous chiddush in Tosfos. Okay.
Who says this?
The Eitz Yosef. You'll find that in the Ein Yaakov on this Tosfos.
And Yitzchak was tall.
I don't know.
We'll slow down.
Again,
I'm ready.
To catch up so far, we have Bakol, Machlokas, if Bakol means a daughter or not a daughter. And Kuf Mem Aleph asks, why didn't Yitzchak marry her? With two answers of either she was a katana or she was Hagar's daughter. And we had an aside in the beginning of maybe you could have said, Avos Kaimu Kol Torah Kula, and that's the reason why he didn't marry her. Or we said, because she was already dead. That's Ulib Kosa, Ulib Bita. As far as why Tosos didn't hold of Avos Kaimu Kol Torah Kula, we gave explanations for that, because either they only were Mekayim Aseis, or they don't keep Arayos, or Yisla didn't keep Kol Torah Kula. But now we're back to Tosos' answers, and we use that aside also to discuss the end of Parshas Vayera, the Hemshech of the Psukim. Okay, very good. Now, I'm sorry? Eitz Yosef is a parish on, in the Ein Yaakov. On the Ein Yaakov.
Oh, in the Gemara.
No, on the Ein Yaakov in the Gemara. The separate Sefer Ein Yaakov.
I know the Ein Yaakov is on this Gemara.
On this Gemara is where you'll find it.
On Kuf Mem Aleph.
Kuf Mem Aleph. And you'll look at there in the Ein Yaakov who has a different explanation on Tosfos altogether about what it means that she was a Katana. There's a separate Isser Derabanan to marry a Katana. Look at the Ein Yaakov there.
Wait, this is an answer first one.
He gives an answer there for the chiluk between Besuel and Avraham Klape mirroring off the katana. Ayin Shom.
It negates the Eitz Yosef's answer. Because then she's a katana, whether she's full or short.
And it's two separate answers to explain Tosfos. You look at the Eitz Yosef and but Lechore, those are not, I think the MS Pshat Tosfos is not that way. The MS Pshat Tosfos is like what Leib said a second ago, that we know Shitas Tosfos, both in the Dasa Kanim and also in Yevamos. I'll read it in a second. Shitas Tosfos is, there's a Midrashim Chalukim if Rivka was 3 years old or 14 years old. Rivka may have been 14 years old, in which case we certainly could say that Bakal was too young and she was a katana. Tosfos Yevamos Samech Aleph Amud Beis. Let's read Tosfos inside. Samech Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara calls Rivka a Nara, so Tosfos has a thought she's really 12 years old, but we're going to forget about that sheet for a second. Tosfos quotes the famous idea that she's 3 because Yitzchak married her when he was 40, okay, and we know that by the Akedah he was 37, so it must be that, and that at that point it was by, like we just read a second ago, that's when Rivka was born, that she was born, so that would make her 3 years old. However, Tosfos here quotes a shita that she was 14, that there was 6 zugos in the Sifri, it says that their years were equal to each other, and Kahas and Rivka were the same. And Kahas lived 133 years, and which it says in the Purushuk. And Tosfos says that if Rivka was 14 when she married Yitzchok, the Cheshbon will work out perfectly that she was 133 when she died. I'm not going to go through the Cheshbon right now. If you want, you can see in Tosfos Samech Aleph Amud Beis how it works out. But she was 14 when she married Yitzchok, not 3 years old. And then in Seder Olam, you have Mefurish that says that she was 3 years old based on the Cheshbon of 37 by the Akedah. So Tosfos says, Midrashas Chalukim Hem. So this Taka Midrashas Chalukim if she was 13, 14, or 3 years old. The first answer of Tosfos, it says, Bakal was a katana, is going that she was 14. If she was 3, what's going to be? Why didn't he marry Bakal? Teretz is, second Teretz of Tosfos, that she didn't marry her Yitzchak didn't marry Bakal because Bakal was the daughter of Hagar, and that's not appropriate for Yitzchak to marry the daughter of Hagar.
Well, here's the question. It wasn't exactly essential that he had to marry Rivka. Could he have married another one of...
That's a separate discussion.
I know, but you get into an idea.
Rivka was... Rashi brings Rivka was Bazugo.
Yeah, I have another cocktail.
Better to marry the daughter of Besuel and the daughter of
Yeah, I mean...
That wasn't...
They were adulterers.
Yeah, I was also like, Besuel wasn't... Also, Besuel maybe was Yaakov's family. His wife wasn't. So, I mean, they weren't married.
We don't know who Besuel's wife was. Separate discussion, but... Anyways, okay.
She may have been
So why is it
any
better?
Why is it better? I'm not sure. What's the Giron? Hagar was a Shivcha, maybe. We'll see later, maybe. Now, this Tosfos, I want to bring in a third Tosfos, where Tosfos asks another question, gives two answers to a question, and those two answers are also going to be totally in these two Terutzim. You ready? Mishnah in Yevamos Samech Dalam and Aleph. Yeah? Mishnah Yevamos Samech Dalam and Aleph. Says that Nasa Isha, you marry a woman, Vesha Imo Eser Shanim, you wait 10 years, Velo Yalada, and you don't have kids, Ein Rashai Livatel, you can't be Mevatel Peruvu, rather you have to find another wife. Okay, of course, before Cherem Rebbeinu Gershom, you have to find another wife, not talking about Bezman Hazeh, that's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara says, where's the Makor? The Makor is from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, the years in the Chutz La'aretz didn't count, but the Pasuk says that after. That the pasuk says that mikase etzer shonim lasheves Avram beres Kanan, that after 10 years is when Avram took Hagar. So you see that even though he didn't have kids with Sarah for 10 years, that's when he took Hagar. The Gemara has a kasha. maybe the mission, maybe the din shouldn't be 10 years, maybe the din should be 20 years. That if you don't have kids for 20 years, you had 20 years to last before you had to marry another wife. And the Gemara asked this, V'leilif mi Yitzchok, because by Yitzchok it says, how old was Yitzchok when he got married, Usher? Yeah, he was 40. V'Yitzchok, it says, V'Yitzchok ben arba'im shana bekachtos Rivka. And how old was Yitzchok when he had kids with Rivka? 20 plus 40 is 60. It says before in the puzzle. Yitzchok ben shishim shana b'ledes osam. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answers whatever it answers, not for now. Tosfos there in Samach Dama Aleph, Dibar Maskel v'Leilef, has a question. Yes?
That would work if she wasn't able to have kids. I'm thinking if she was young.
Let's do this cheshbon. Very good, very good, very good. What? Dibar Maskel v'Leilef. V'im Tomar. Yitzchok nami lo shoha yoser me'asara. Yitzchok also didn't wait more than 10 years. Lefi Masha Pirish, Shalohaisa Rivka Elabaskimel. Rivka was 3 years old when they got married, correct? The Ad Shahisa Basya Bez until she was 12, Lohaisa Ruya Loholid. She was not able to have kids until 12 years old, that's when you're a gadol. That's Tosfos' Kasha. So from 12 years until, I guess she got pregnant at the year 22, will be 11 years, but until 23. Again,
I'll be 17.
Maybe unless it means she was married in the third, I don't know which part of the year, in the third year, 3 years old, I'm not sure how you deal with the years. But Lechori only be 10 years. So Tosfos answers, who answered this before? Answered, V'yesh lomar d'midrashim chalukim kipricious liel. If Rivka was 14, then all 20 years until she was 34, she was Roy Leholin. So the Gemara reads fine if she was 14. But if Rivka was 3, what are we going to say? Tosfos quotes the Gemara to make it okay. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samech Tes Amud Beis. Doros harishonim hayu ru'uyin lohole leharbe kodem azman hazeh. In the early generations, going at least until the times of Basheva, Shlomo, they were able to give birth earlier on. The Gemara says 8 for men. And the Gemara says for women even younger. Doesn't say an age, but for women even younger.
It's clear out at 7, Rashi said in
Sanhedrin.
The Gemara says 8.
No, for women, I'm saying.
For women, the Gemara. The Cheshman for Basheva, I thought, would be 6, if I remember correctly. I think maybe it means Shana Shavis.
Does it mean that Yitzchak?
But the Gemara says even earlier. Not Lafuke 3. So the second Teresh of Tosfos is even if Rivka is 3. It's still called waiting 20 years because even at the age of 3, she was royal loholin. Aizoizok Tosfos in Yivamo Samech Dalet Amud Aleph. Again, these two shitas, these two answers, are totally in if Rivka was 3 or 14. The first teretz holds that she was 14, so 20 years is kipshuto. The second teretz holds she was 3, and you still have 20 years because why? Because in those doros, she was able to give birth at the age of even 3.
So how do we know that it's fucked? Had this in mind that he didn't want kids. I mean,
what do you mean?
I don't know. Yeah, birth control by then, I don't know.
I don't know how much. Okay, so all this is.
What? But
that's
not just according to this answer, that's according to our answer also.
Yeah, yeah.
He had to be 14. So, of course, the other answer was going back to before.
What's bothering you? How he can marry Katana?
Why didn't he marry? Why didn't he marry? That showed up on the other answer, why he didn't marry his sister.
She was a katana?
Yeah.
What do you want to say? Yes, what?
Oh.
Okay, so all this is according to Tosfos. However, what about Rashi? Rashi holds that Rivka was 3 or 14. Anybody know?
3.
Good. Okay. Now look at Rashi in Parshas Toldos, if you have a Chumash. On the pasuk of V'yitzchok ben shishim shana b'ledes osam. Rashi holds she was 3 in Toldos on the pasuk of ben arba'im shana, the second pasuk in Toldos. Pasuk chaf, yeah. Now look at V'yitzchok ben shishim shana b'ledes osam. This is in pasuk chaf vav in Toldos. Listen to this Rashi, yeah. Asara shonim mishenasa, 10 years from the time that Yitzchok married Rivka, achenasis basu gimel until she was bas yud gimel, shana viruuya leharayon, and was fit to give birth at the age of 13. and then waited 10 years like her, like his father Avraham waited 10 years. Kevon Shlonis Abra, since she wasn't pregnant, Yoda Shihiakora, Vishpala Leah, he davened for her. Vishifcha Lo Rota Lisa, why did he marry a Shifcha the same way Abraham married a Shifcha? Lefisha Niskadish Bahar Hamorio, Leo's Olatmima, because he was Kodosh and he couldn't marry a Shifcha. Let's think about this Rashi. Couple of points on this Rashi. So, first of all, you have Tosfos in Yevamos that we just read that asked, the Gemara says Yitzchak waited 20 years. One of Tosfos' teretz was Rivka was 14 until 34. Correct? Rashi can't go like that because Rashi held she was 3. Rashi's second answer, Tosfos' second answer was, even at 3, you're considered Ru'uya Laharayon in Doros Harishonim. Correct? Rashi says Mefurish here, only at the age of 13, Ru'uya Laharayon. Correct? So Rashi can't answer Tosfos' second teretz. The first answer was Midrash's Chalukim that she was 14 and Ruya Laharayon from the beginning. Rashi held she was 3. So you're going to have to say second teretz? You can't say second teretz because Rashi says you're only Ruya Laharayon at Bas Yud Gimel. Tzaruch Iyun Gadol, how Rashi will understand the Gemara that says that Yitzchak waited 20 years. Tosfos is Kasha, Tzaruch Iyun Gadol on Rashi. Where's the 20 years according to the Cheshbon? Rashi says before it's 10 years. Okay, Rashi's going according to Pashtus of the Mikra, not going in the Gemara. He'll have to say something else for the Gemara, Chvesnish. But that's the Tzaruch Iyun on Rashi. However, there's another question on Rashi that you should ask. Rashi's going against the Gemara itself.
How?
The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, "Bedoros Harishonim, they were Ru'uya Laharayon already at the age of 8 for men and earlier
right,
for women."
And
Sanhedrin Samech Tesamud Beis. The Gemara brings three different stories, three different Makoros, not all of which stick to Lamaskana. Oh yeah, I have a Sanhedrin here. What? No. What? Deal with this later. The Gemara has Ma'isim in Sanhedrin Samech Tesla Mubeis Bedoros Harishonim that you could give, that men could give birth already when they're 8 years old and women even earlier. Rashi says Rivka was Marayon at what age? Bas Yud Gimel. That was in Tosfos. We read the Rashi of Ben Shishim Shana that married her at 3. And Achinas is Bas Yud Gimel Shana V'ruya Laharayon. That's why the Gemara is Shver according to Rashi. Because the meaning the Gemara in Yevamos that says Yitzchak waited 20 years, he can't have the Cheshbon of 14 to 34 because he held she was 3. He can't have the Cheshbon of she was Roy to give birth at 3 because he says she wasn't Roy to give birth until 13. Tzaruch Iyun Gadol. But another Kash on Rashi. The Gemara itself says that Yeruya Laharayon at an earlier age, men at 8 and women even earlier. And Rashi's saying in Rivka, who clearly was in the earlier generation, the Gemara calls Doros Rishonim until the time of Shlomo HaMelech. Rashi says she wasn't really royal until the age of 12 or 13, which is considered godless even Bidorenu. How does Rashi learn the Gemara? Do you hear the question? Okay, good. The answer is that Rashi holds like the Ran. What's the Ran in that Gemara? The Ran has a kasha, and Tosfos there has a kasha, by Gezel Hager. Gemara says in Samech Tesamud Aleph and Sanhedrin that if you steal from a katan who's a ger, you don't have to look around to see if he has any kids, because we know that he didn't give birth, because a katan cannot give birth. Frektosis and the Ran Akasha, maybe I should have to look around, because until the time of Shlomo HaMelech, they could have kids, even before godless. So Tosfos says, in the Hanami, in Doros HaRishonim, a Kotan could give birth, and he's considered a Godol, but, you know...
And Ger is not really
that well. The case is, you stole from a Kotan who's a Ger, you don't have to look around to find his kids. Because he definitely didn't have any kids. Tosfos says, why not? The Gemara says, but Doros HaRishonim, you could give birth at an earlier age. Tosfos says, at the age of 8, Bedoros Rishonim, you're considered a Godol. So that means you do have to look around from age 8 and onwards, because in the Bedoros Rishonim, that was called godless. However, the Ran says a different answer. The Ran says, you don't, even at the age of 9, 10, 11, 12, in Bedoros Rishonim, you do not have to look around to see if he had any kids. Either could give birth, based on the Gemara on Samech Tesamu, based on Sanhedrin that says, Bedoros Rishonim, you could give birth, The Ran says the following lashon: Hicha de goli goli. Whenever you have psukim which are clear that they gave birth at the age of 8, very nice, the psukim say so. But those are cases are miyuta de miyuta, extremely rare. Derech zaras hu, very strange. The ain tzarech lachshosh. Al pi rov, not need to be choshesh that a katan gave birth bedoros harishonim. Comes along the Torah's Chaim in Sanhedrin on that Gemara and says, guess what? You know who else holds like the Ran? Rashi, very good.
Who says this?
The Torah's Chaim. Samech Tes in Sanhedrin. I forgot if it's on the first sugya or second sugya. I forgot which one. Because Rashi here in this pasuk says Rivka was Ru'iyah L'Harayon at what age?
13.
It's against the Gemara. Teretz is not against the Gemara. The two or three cases of the Gemara that says they gave birth at the age of early age, those are those two cases. But otherwise, you don't need to be choshesh. So while we don't know how Rashi would read the Gemara in Yevamos Lamechdama Aleph to answer Tosfos and Kasha about Yitzchak waiting 20 years, according to Rashi, it seems very clear it's 10 years, but we do know how Rashi read the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Bedoros HaRishonim, they gave birth at the age of 13, except for those two or three rare cases. Yes?
Gemara that says, it's a Gemara that says you don't have to look around for
yes, for a katan.
So,
Which Gemara?
So Gemara was written after Doros HaRishon.
Yeah, but the pasuk wasn't. The pasuk says
there are
the Gemara says ish. Yeah, the pasuk says ish. That's mashma that you never have to look for a katan. But Doros HaRishon goes even past the Torah. Yeah. I once thought the answer called the Matan Torah Shani, but you can't say that because the Doros HaRishon is clear from Shlomo Bashev. It's also called Doros HaRishon. Now, once we have this, I think we can answer a couple of other beautiful things. Let's bring this back to the first Rashi in the Parsha. Leib and I were talking, we were all talking about the first Rashi before. Bas kuf ke bas chof le onchim, it says, by the age of Sarah. So all of Mefarshim talk about why does it say that Sarah was putter from onchim, like a 20-year-old is putter from onchim. 20 years old is the age for onchim b'dei shamayim. The appropriate drasha would have been she's putter like a 12-year-old.
Like a 19-year-old.
Or a 19-year-old, but B, they're really focusing on That's a question of the Lashon. Lefar Rashi means under 20. But why 20? It should have been under 12. 20 is for Onchim B'dei Shemayim. 12 is for Onchim B'dei Odom. You want to tell me that Sora is Noki from Chet? You should have said from Onchim B'dei Odom, not Onchim B'dei Shemayim. All of the Forshim asked this on Rashi. We're not dealing with that right now. But I have a separate question. 20? 13? Rashi clearly is talking about these ages for Sora. That's the shear for Godless, for Onchim, in the times of Sora? Excuse me. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samech Tes Amud Beis, says Bedoros HaRishonim, they gave birth at the age of 8, and we quoted and for women even earlier, and we quoted Tosfos as saying that you have a din of godless even at the age when you're royal leholid. You look at Tosfos, Samech Tes Amud Aleph, and Sanhedrin. Tosfos says that when you're able to give birth in Doros HaRishonim, that's when you're din godless.
Not
20, 20. No, Seder, that's before some deal with why Rashi and this Medrash focus on Onshim B'dei Shemayim. But the focus, okay, so what's 20? Onshim B'dei Shemayim.
Okay.
But Seder,
that would be any different than Doros HaRishonim. Not 20, not telling godless. So Shabbat.
You want to tell me for Doris have you shown him Onshim B'dei Shemayim would
ask
be a 20?
Yeah.
Still, you can ask that way. So still, you can ask. Fine.
Ask for Rashi on Avram.
Avram was it Rashi said?
Like he was free from clay to like someone who's 13.
Where's that Rashi? The end of.
Yeah, Pasuk Zion.
Pasuk Zion. Let's see. Keben he below chet. No, that wouldn't fit because that's also before 8 years old. Okay, you're saying B'dei Shemayim. There's no comparison. You're saying B'dei Shemayim. So whatever the answer for this, you'll say B'dei Shemayim also. You're saying B'dei Shemayim. You're saying even if you're gadol at 8 years old for Doros HaRishonim, for B'dei Shemayim, whatever reason Rashi focuses on B'dei Shemayim, B'dei Shemayim is 20. I hear. You're right. Fine. Very good. I'll tell you what I was thinking anyways. L'chora, it's not emes, but I'll say it anyways. If Rashi is focusing on these on 20 and 13, if those are miyuchad ages for onshim of maybe for Yisrael you're chayav for onshim b'dei shemayim at 20, and that takes the place of 12 or 13. I just want to say that Rashi Shitaso focuses on these numbers because Rashi doesn't hold that Gemara of 8 years old becoming a gadol. Rashi holds like the Ran that those are rare, but really godless is at 13. So the whole focus of the Rishi. You know what? Let me not ask on Rashi. I'll ask all the forshim to ask on Rashi. All the forshim ask on Rashi. Why pick the age of 20? Lachor, your own Shem B'dei Shemayim at the age of 12. I think we can look at inside. We can look inside at
Lachor. You're going adding seven years to that book?
No, not for 7 years. Meaning the Mefarshim, here, take a look, Leib. I think the Mefarshim ask on Rashi. 15. 1 second, forget the numbers. The Mefarshim ask on Rashi, why are you taking the age of 20 for Oshim B'Deish Mayim? You should have taken the age of 12. That's when she'd be chayav for Bidei Adam. We could ask on those Mefarshim, age of 12 for godless? L'chor, the age of godless Bidoros HaRishonim would be much earlier. Tosfos and Sanhedrin says the age of godless is already earlier. 8 for men, even earlier for women. The answer would be Rashi L'Shitaso that learns the Gemara like the Ran, that those cases are rare cases, but really godless Bidoros HaRishonim is when? 12 or 13. And that's why the Mefarshim, all knew this Cheshbon, and that's why they ask, how come Rashi takes 20 and not 12 or 13? In other words, yeah, the question I'm asking, I guess, you can look and find in the Mefarshim.
What are the cases that are unusual?
There's 3 cases in the Gemara. It's Basheva and Shlomo is the one that comes to mind. That the Yichus
and
of
Achisofel,
that Yichus is 8 years old age. My question is, if the Mefarshim, we're going to look right now, Leib is looking right now. If I remember correctly, the Mefarshim asked, how come the comparison is that Sarah was Nikhet like a 20-year-old, that's only Oshim B'Deish Mayim, the Cheshman should be she's Nikhet Mechet like a 12-year-old. Who is Nikia from Chet of even Oshim B'Deish Adam to show that she's Nikia Mikol Vakol?
That's the Hashem Rashi.
That's what they ask on Rashi. I would ask on those Mefarshim why focus on 12, but Doros HaRishonim the focus should be even earlier. So I'm saying once we have our Ran and our Torah Chaim that Rashi holds that those are rare cases, really godless be for them would even be 12 and 13. Now,
I feel like the reason for 20 though is because you're 13, but until you still have to, you're still going through adolescence and everything. So you're still like not much, you're not really fully mature until you're 20. And so
whatever the answer is,
you hear the kasha. Yeah, no, I'm not trying to answer for the kasha, the first kasha.
Right. And Lamaisa, we do find onshin before the age of godless in the Torah. Tosfos l'shitasim that holds godless is at 8 years old. Tosfos Bali Tosfos say Erva Onan got killed even as Ketanim. Tosfos asked why he killed Ketanim. Tosfos says by the mice of Erva Onan they died because they were Nechshav Kigidolim already, because Tosfos quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin, Bedoros HaRishonim, you're considered a Gadol already at the age of Erva Onan, was 6 or 7 years old, whatever. That's a problem because Gemara says 8, whatever it is. But Tosfos L'Shitaso holds,
and how old were they?
I think 6 or 7 is the Cheshbon that Tosfos says there.
They were married.
Doesn't, and the problem is there. Okay.
No, the whole thing is whenever you're allowed, it happens to be that
marriage doesn't make you a gadol. 8 years old, Ruyul Laharayon, and Tosfos held Medu.
Which is, they were not even Ruyul Laharayon.
Yeah, Echami. I'm Echami.
The way Tosfos. And listen, when the Gemara said 8, I was talking about because that was the time like Jonah and Malchus, but they were on way earlier.
No, it has also Avraham. It has even earlier than. You have to know why he says 6-7. But, anyways, now here's the interesting thing. This Medrash of. One of the answers for our Medrash of Chayesara is you look in the Chizkuni on this pasuk. He quotes the Yalkut Shemoni that quotes the Medrash Lehefech. Bas Kuf ke Bas Chof li Yofi. She was as beautiful as a 20-year-old even at 100. And Bas Chof ke Bas Zayin l'inyan Chet. Which answers all the kashas about Bidei Adam and Bidei Shemayim, but it also answers something else. This Medrash works according to all the Shitas. Bas Chof ke Bas Zayin li Yofi. I'm sorry, l'chet. Because at 7 years old, even according to Tosfos, she's Naki Michet because she's not 8 years old. Okay, maybe not women. Women, we don't know the Shear of Godless. For men, we know the Shear of Godless is at 8 years old. Bedoros HaRishonim. Women, look at the Gemara again. I think it's 6 and possibly earlier. Especially with saying we're here with the Rivka. Could be 3 based on Tosfos and Yevamos. So to say she's like Bas Zayin Lechet before Ches, I'm not sure how good that is. It helps a little bit. It shows that it's Naki from before the time of when men were Gedolim, but for women, it doesn't help completely. But it's an interesting thought to think about the way the Medrash switches it, the Kibazayit could be helpful for some of the Cheshbonos. One last aside, just to confuse you, really Ad Kan, but one,
I like that.
Okay, I'll tell you 2 things on the side. If you want, you can take it. If not, leave it. For Ben Noach, there's a famous shita from the Chasam Sofer and Tosfos Rid that Ben Noach, their shear of godless and onshim, doesn't go based on age, it goes based on das. You're going to have to re-cheshbon everything we're saying right now according to their shitas. It happens to be Rashi and Nazir holds not like them. Rashi and Nazir says you go on ages, so everything in Rashi will be good l'shitaso. That's one aside. We could do the cheshbon about them later. Second aside is that Rashi that said that Yitzchok did not marry a Shifcha because Shifcha ain't a Yochel because he was Kadosh. It's a very Shver Rashi. This is an aside. That Abraham, Marshall asked the Kasha, how did Abraham marry Hagar? So Marshall answers, either she was misgaira, she was converted, or it was before Abraham began keeping Kol Torah Kula, because he only started by the Mila. However, by Yitzchak, he's already keeping Kol Torah Kula lechora, and Rashi says Shifcha, not a Shifcha Shindisgaira. So what's Rashi even bevorning? How come Yitzchak didn't marry a Shifcha because he was Kadosh Olot Mimah? Stamazoi, Abos Kaimel Kol Torah Kula. What's Rashi bevorning here?
Yeah.
So whatever we answer for Tosfos back in the beginning about what Tosfos' cheshbon was, about why there's no problem about marrying your sister, we could use those answers here as well. They didn't keep Laban. Yitzchak didn't keep it.
But I have another kasha.
They didn't keep Inyanei Arayos. So whatever it is, you may have to answer for Rashi here, but the Chorus is fair Rashi.
I have another kasha.
Yeah.
More than Rashi, why didn't he marry a Gyara?
Yeah, Nakanami. Why didn't Samaza?
Yeah. Rashi said, why not he marry a Shifa? So he said, but why didn't he just marry a Gyara?
No, it's Mashka, there's no one available. Let's face this. Akuponim, it's very hard to be misakim everything we did here, but to try to do it in very short. Shitas Tosfos in Vamos Lamech Aleph, Vamos Lamech Dal, Bavabasra, Kuf Mem Aleph seems to always be giving two answers to these questions, because based on the Midrashim Chalukim for 3 or 14, it's going to affect all these sugyas about how you're going to answer these questions. That's Tosfos. And then from one of those Tosfos, and we said, we Kumadaik and Rashi and Tolos Lechor is very schwer, that Yitzchak only waited 10 years, it's against the Gemara Yavamos. But Al Kopanim, how does. But the Gemara says he waited 20 years. Rashi before him 10 years. But then we said Rashi is against the Gemara that Godless Bedoros Rishonim was at the age of 8, and Rashi's saying 12 and 13. On that, we gave an answer that we have Rashi's holding like the Ran. The Torah's Chaim points out that Godless Bedoros Rishonim was at 12 and 13, and maybe that's connected to the first Rashi in the Parsha. And okay, Adkan Vareinu.